broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8 o'clock everywhere. It's time for in Millbrook.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The Attorney General back on Capitol Hill going before a Senate subcommittee a day after a grilling during a House hearing. Fox's Mike Emanuel reporting.
Florida Democrat Congressman Charlie Crist tried to drill down with Barr on his bottom line conclusion from the Mueller report.
Can you elaborate on what is meant by does not exonerate the president?
That's a statement made by the special counsel.
Barr saying he expects to release a redacted version within a week. Democrats will have a chance to offer a solution to the crisis at the border with their own proposals.
This as CBP releases staggering new numbers. More than 92,000 apprehended in March. That's an average of nearly 3,000 a day. And it's over 103,000 when you add in inadmissibles. Now, 76% from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. 67% were families and unaccompanied children.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. This is Fox News.
What if? What if everyone on the morning show caught a virus and sounded and acted like the Three Stooges? Greg Budell, what would you say to someone who came into the control room and messed up all the settings on the board?
I'll squeeze the cider out of your Adam's apple.
Jay Scott, I understand they work you like a mule around here.
I'm no mule.
No, your ears are too short.
Emily Hayes, did you get the last cup of coffee?
Yes.
Well, did you make a new pot?
But I didn't do it.
Oh, you're in trouble. Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I might have accidentally eaten your chicken.
I'll sue you for this.
And Rich Thomas, do you have a forecast for us this morning?
I got it. Now what will I do with it?
We'll come back to you.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Now, how do we get out of this?
Please omit the rest of the entertainment and continue.
Works for me. Now stand by for three men. And a lady.
Sight me.
I run the board.
You are a liar, a thug, and a drunk.
Oh, a funny man. That's a matter with you.
And women who know the Three Stooges are
awesome.
It's Greg, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes. Let's get the forecast at 8:03 from Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
I think we can stop talking about the fog issue, which was very patchy in spots this morning. Otherwise, sunshine warm today with a high temperature in the middle 80s. Just really a couple of really nice days before the weather changes over the weekend, which are a big deal. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low 62 with the Biscuits home opener tonight. The weather should be perfect. Tomorrow, breezy warm, good bit of sunshine, high around 84. There's a risk, a small risk of showers as we get into Friday, but I think the chances are small, high 81. Widely scattered storms, warm day Saturday. Better chance of scattered thunderstorms on Saturday night, then potentially severe weather, a situation that really has our attention, beginning perhaps as early as maybe the pre-dawn hours of Sunday as it enters the state, and then moves across the state during the daytime hours on Sunday, including the risk of tornadoes. Check out my morning video this morning and get the latest information on the details of how that may all unfold. Right now, mostly clear skies. Southeast winds at 4 miles per hour. Temperature is 62 at 8:05.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Dallas, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You may not need Plumbing by Luke Wire today or tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, but at some point you're going to need to take care of some plumbing issues. And let me recommend Plumbing by Luke Wire because they are so reliable and so professional, and they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And because plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So now it's a no-brainer for me. When there is a plumbing issue at my house, I pick up the phone, I call, and then they give me a general time. They think, like, for instance, last time I called, they said, we think early afternoon we can get a plumber to you. And then around 1:30, I got a phone call saying that the plumber was on the way and it was all taken care of, and by 2:30 it was all done. So, I mean, that's why I keep relying on them for their expertise. And I got the whole house plumbing inspection where they go and check all your plumbing inside and out, looking for problems that could be lurking, problems that could become major problems, and I got a good report. report, and that's great peace of mind. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call it Luke Wire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right, today is National Siblings Day. We will be playing a celebrity edition of Truth or Baloney.
Truth or Baloney.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, looks like we both got the same text at the same time. Okay, we can work around that. But what we do need is to find somebody to play that game with us now at 272-9228. Now, we have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away. What we'll do here is we'll play a little traffic, and one of you will politely volunteer to play the game with us. I won't have to pull out the torture music.
No, there will be no torture music. I'll just start telling you stories of my childhood with my siblings, and that should be torture enough.
Well, we only need one call.
Because God knows it was for me.
You'll light up the whole board with that offer. just kidding. Just having a little fun.
I come here every day and let this happen. Side note, yesterday was the year anniversary of going full-time with Blue Water.
Oh. It's been a year
since I went full time.
Yeah, I got you.
Wow. And you're now, what is your
Richmas has happened?
April 4th. It was
April 4th.
It was the anniversary.
Oh, I'm thinking of May 4th. The 4th be with you.
Oh yeah,
because we have a whole bunch of things we want to celebrate at Baumhauer coming up, but
with
we want to do it
Bleeth.
Downtown. And I'm waiting for the big guy to get back to you, man. And by the way, the Baumhauer's winning word, if you missed it, is coming up a little bit later in the hour. 272-9228. Come on, let's get on. Let's play True the Baloney, or you know what's next.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic looking around the river region, and boy, it is slow out there on the interstates today. We have problems both on I-65 and on I-85. On I-65, it's your normal jam up around the river bridge and going into the downtown area, so watch out. Traffic's real slow right there. I-85 southbound has an accident between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road. It is in the median. Watch out as you pass through that area. Traffic on the boulevard is real thick. Watch out around the intersections, especially around the Troy Highway and your I-85 intersection. Our traffic spotters have also located an accident. It's on I-85 northbound right after you come off of I-65 northbound. It's on the shoulder, but watch out as you pass through the downtown area. We're about to wrap up the school zone, so pay attention if you're in a school zone. Remember, your speed limit is 15 miles an hour. Your office location says it all. Sonova Center on Copps Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Oh, here's bad news.
What is it?
That's fresh information of a negative nature, but that's not important. Thanks.
You're welcome.
For the gift. My torture music button is frozen.
Oh,
so
no.
It won't play, so...
Okay, where do you want me to start? I was born the third of ultimately five children in 1985. They had just introduced New Coke.
We're trying to get a new caller.
George Lazenby was...
272-9228. Hurry.
Was James Bond.
Please call.
I don't think my big brother was very fond of me. It wasn't until my 20s that we actually started to get along.
This is in place of torture music.
My big sister, though, she and I have always been great friends.
272-9228.
There's 3 years separation between my big sister and I, and 3 years between my brother and my big sister.
So God, call us, please.
79, 83, 85, good times.
Don't make it hurt it more.
Ah, man. Also, the hair stood up on my head as a child, so I kind of looked like a cross between Mr. T and Don King, and my brother and sister would help bonnets stay on my head.
This is a freak.
Because I think
call.
They were ashamed of
You're
all my hair.
Who is this?
My brother one time knocked a tennis ball and broke the kitchen window, blamed it on me, and my mom bought it straight out of Leave It to Beaver.
We have a caller.
How hateful was that?
Oh, look, we got more.
So effective.
I was on the last station I worked at in Florida. We're on the air one morning, and guess who goes walking by our window? Don King.
Oh, really?
What a freak.
With the hair?
The hair and everything. Yeah.
What's the first letter in
the
last name?
The guy that, Freddie Pacheco, who was, close with King and Muhammad Ali's manager, lived in my condo in Miami.
Really?
And I got to talk to him. And I learned some pretty interesting things about the realities of the boxing world from him. He was a doctor. And he lamented the fact that...
You lived in some tall cotton, didn't you?
I sure did.
I thought you were going to say Reba walked by.
No.
I would
And I've never
die.
Met Reba.
So you can't be salty about her then?
Paige, you would like to play True the Baloney?
Hi, Paige.
Oh, no. But yes.
Okay.
Just hang on.
Sorry.
No. Okay. Don't go away. And Keith, you want to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Paige goes first.
Right.
So Paige, you're in the power seat here because if you don't get the first one correct, you're still in the game. You'll still have one last chance at redemption. So I'll read you a statement. You tell me whether this is true, the baloney, and our topic is siblings. Statement one: Mel Gibson has 10 siblings. Again, Mel Gibson has 10 siblings. Is that truth or baloney?
Is this the game where I get a lifeline? I can ask?
Oh, you could ask, sure.
Rich?
Oh gosh. I have no idea. So I'm going to have to plead the fifth on this.
Okay,
It's 50-50. I don't know.
I know he's Catholic, so... You know that's going to play a big part in this.
I would lean.
I would lean towards your instinct.
Yeah. So I'm going to say truth.
Winning. Yeah, his parents had 11 kids, and he was the sixth. And he also has 9 kids of his own.
Whoa.
You'd almost think Mel Gibson came from Millbrook and not...
That's very Catholic.
Hold on. The Vatican is relocating to Millbrook.
I'm Lutheran.
Hang on there, Paige. You're in good shape here. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Hi. The pressure's on because you got to get this right.
Yeah.
The Jonas Brothers also have 3 sisters. The Jonas Brothers also have 3 sisters. Truth or baloney?
That's true.
I'm afraid it's baloney.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
I think
Sorry.
They just have another brother.
They do. Frankie, who's 18. Uh-huh. So, Keith, we appreciate your participation. Paige is going to be our winner. Hey, Paige.
Hi.
Now we can play these just for fun. We have 3 more.
Okay.
Next statement. The Olsen twins are not identical twins. They are fraternal twins who just look alike. Again, the Olsen twins are not identical twins. They're fraternal twins who just look alike.
Oh, that sounds so unbelievable. It has to be true.
Yes!
It is. Ashley is an inch shorter, and she's right-handed. Mary-Kate, as everybody knows, is left-handed.
Of course. We all know that.
Naturally. Yeah. Of course.
All right, the next statement. 2 of Macaulay Culkin's siblings... were also in the movie Home Alone with him. Again, 2 of Macaulay Culkin's siblings are...
At least one was.
I would say at least one was.
I'm going to say baloney.
I am going to say that's true. Kieran Culkin played his cousin, and their younger sister, Quinn, played a girl at the airport.
Huh.
Well, how about that?
Interesting.
And then finally, Leonardo Decapitated has a brother named Raphael. Again, Leonardo Decapitated has a brother named
Raphael. Another brother named Donatello and Michael.
Yes, that sounds baloney.
And that means
winning.
You are correct. So, as it turns out, if it was just you playing, you would have won because you did get 3 correct. His parents, by the way, didn't go with the Ninja Turtles theme. He was an only child. Leonardo was.
No, I got you.
So there you go. All right, Paige, you have won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Oh, yay!
And congratulations.
To how to best use that.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and Jay.
Yeah.
Just Jay?
Just Jay.
Just Jay.
Lives in Prattville.
Yeah.
I'm from Prattville.
3 times a week, Prattville.
3 times a week.
So you can tell the difference.
Whack, whack.
Twice a day, Millbrook.
You know, there's activities that cause you to build up an appetite, and what better way to satisfy that appetite than to go to 1651 Perry Hill Road and enjoy the Seafood Bistro. Everything that your heart desires in
replenish those carbs that you lost. Sorry. Let's go to a different word. Safe and Bistro at 1651 Burial Road.
If you find yourself at home and you have other activities going on and you can't leave, don't worry. You can use the delivery apps, waiter delivery app. For one, to bring the Seafood Bistro to your home or to your office so you're not stuck eating out of the vending machine, because that's never good.
Maybe you don't want to use the delivery apps. You can just go by there and pick it up. Maybe you live nearby or it's on the way. Then you can call in that order ahead at 279-7500 or go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com, and you can see the full menu there and put your order in, and it'll be ready when you get there to pick it up. And
are you taking?
Anyway, it's the Seafood Bistro, and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. And again, that website is the, make sure the word is in there, theseafoodbistro.com.
I had my hand raised because I had something to say.
Say it. Just say it.
Well, I don't know if this made this into the Morning Maroons or not, but did you hear about the lady that called the cops about the burglar in the bathroom?
Did we do that story yesterday?
I don't know.
Hang on, let me see. Because I've got the Morning Maroon nominees lined up here.
I just don't want to talk about it if you have it coming up, because that would be rude.
No, do not.
All right, so first of all, dogs, they bark or whatever. Cats, they meow. But sometimes one of my cats has been, trapped in the bathroom, in a cabinet or something, doing stuff they shouldn't have been doing in the first place.
Right.
But there's a lady that apparently called 911 about a burglar in her bathroom, and the deputies showed up to find that it was a trapped Roomba.
Oh, man. That's funny.
And thought it was,
how did I miss that? Where'd you get, what's the source for that?
The internet.
Look.
No, I don't have the control of the buttons over here to do the eye roll sound. Like, you just rolled your eyes pretty hard.
No, I mean,
she saw it on Facebook.
I saw it on my Facebook feed.
Facebook.
Well, Facebook lies. I want a news source.
It's from a news source. I'm going to share it.
That is really funny, though.
I'm sharing it to you in Messenger since.
How embarrassing.
I don't think I'd buy a new one, but if anybody has a Roomba that works and you want to sell it, let me know. I would just like to see how my dogs react to that. Yeah. They'd probably chase it and bark at it.
You've had some funny ones on there before with dogs chasing.
Oh, and we have an abundance. I have a bunch of animal videos today on Facebook that are so good. Look at the cats. One's dressed as a lion and one's the Easter Bunny. I am going senile. And then
I love this one with the dog.
A dog dressed as an ambulance.
As an ambulance with ambulance spelled backwards.
But see, I used it as a way to promote Jeff Balocki and traffic. Oh, not that one. The next one. It's the Wienermobile, an actual wiener.
Oh.
Oscar Mayer doggy.
Bless it.
And then the dog with the balls.
The look on this dog's face is it's priceless.
It's now, that's probably a bulldog, right?
It looks that way.
Not a Frenchie, but a bulldog.
No, that was like a bulldog.
Oh, speaking of which, this was I couldn't wait till today to post this. Did you see this? That is a French bulldog puppy.
In Fruit Loops.
Is that what that is? I thought they were tricks.
Those are
look at the little sleeping thing in
those
the
Those are Fruit Loops. They're loops. Tricks are actually shaped like the...
Look at his little tongue.
Yeah.
All right. We'll review what today is, local news.
We have a guest, by the way.
The song that celebrates the big TV event of the weekend that 1 billion people are going to watch.
It's going to be big.
I find that hard to believe, but whatever.
Sunday night?
Most of them will be in
if I got power.
Today is April 10th, National Sibling Day. It's a day to celebrate your brothers and sisters. You know, the ones who were always hitting you when no one was watching. The ones who blamed everything on you. The ones who never got in trouble for anything. Mom, National Sibling Day is no fair.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery firefighters are investigating a house fire last night on Wiley Road. Officials believe the fire may have started in a dryer and then spread into the wall. No injuries were reported. Alabama lawmakers have approved a budget that provides money for 500 additional correctional officers. The House of Representatives voted 103-0 for the general fund budget. The budget now moves to the Senate. This comes after the Department of Justice issued scathing findings condemning Alabama prisons last week. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has released a plan they say will help improve Alabama's prison system. They say building new prisons, hiring more staff members and paying them better, and reducing the number of people in the prisons should cut down on Alabama's prison problems. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Visa is proud to introduce the new Jussie Smollett Visa card. Live life like a Hollywood big shot. Buy whatever you want. Travel to exotic places. Dine like a king with the Jussie Smollett Visa card. When that bill comes each month, simply deny the charges.
How can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth.
Build your empire with the Jussie Smollett Visa card. What's in your Smollett?
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
People sitting at home, turning on their televisions for Game of Thrones. There's gonna be a billion people, watch Cersei being evil, the Night King killing people. Those dragons are so lethal. Billion people watching TV on Sunday night. A billion people wanna see who is gonna die. Game of Thrones will have a billion viewers streaming on their computers. There's lots of sex and booze and the season 8 conclusion. Jon Snow will fight. They better make this show worth the wait.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, 3 men and a lady at 8:25. Couple of things. First of all, if you haven't left for work yet and you got a little time, take your coffee and go outside and just enjoy this incredible morning. It is so nice. And, you know, summer is going to be on us and it's going to be steamy and all that, so go out and enjoy it while you got a chance to do it. Number two, we had a call for the number for J&S. And I need to remind folks, when you call J&S Professional Lawn at 202-8760, please leave a message. One reason why John Cato can give you a better price for a superior outcome is he doesn't pay for an office. So just leave a voicemail, and he will get back to you and arrange for an estimate for your property. So I neglected to tell people that in the beginning. I'm trying to make up for that now. 202-8760. Leave a message and John will get back to you. Our Bomb Hour's winning word is coming up in just a moment. And joining us here in the studio is Keith Barnett to talk about events going on in Wetumpka. And I think given what's transpired already this year, it's more important than ever for people to check this out.
Elmore County's been kind of a hot spot for severe weather so far this year. On January 19th and March 14th, Keith Barnett is here, and you are the EMA director up there in Elmore County. We're glad to have you here.
And
what a good way to get people aware of with this Elmore County Preparedness Fair coming up this Saturday at Lowe's. You know, we've had severe weather, and here we have maybe another threat coming up Sunday.
Yeah, we have. You know, that's part of what this is about, is making everybody weather aware, right, and being prepared for the severe weather along with any other events.
It's not just severe weather, but emergency management, it covers a lot of things, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely. It's the gamut. Unfortunately, here in Central Alabama and recently in Elmore County, as you pointed out, we've had a couple really bad incidents, and so that's what we're trying to do is
who are some out. Of the I know you're going to have a lot of things out there, a lot of exhibits. Give us the Reader's Digest version of who's going to be there on Saturday.
We've got over 40 different departments or organizations that are going to be out there providing information. We've got a lot of law enforcement, fire department, EMS personnel, Haines ambulances. It's a good chance to go around and thank and shake the hands of the first responders that have been out and helped and done so much over the last two events. Mm-hmm. We've got plenty of events for our kids. We're going to have fun little races, activities, face painting, a lot of things for kids to do. A lot of information for adults. Actually, the Wetumpka Fire Department's even going to do a little small firefighters challenge type thing over there. To have some activities, and we're getting it all in on Saturday, like you said, before the event on
Sunday. Severe weather on Sunday.
Correct.
Now, our friends at Alabama News Network going to be having their Thunder Truck out there as well.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of other things like that. So it's to create awareness, right, Keith?
Yes, sir, absolutely. We're going to do a drawing for a couple different door prizes. Mm-hmm. Lowe's is providing some stuff. We'll be giving away a weather radio, and it'll be a great opportunity to purchase a NOAA weather radio.
Which you should have in your house.
Absolutely. Yeah, don't depend on the outdoor weather sirens. That's what we're telling everybody.
I tell people, don't risk your life on hearing a siren, because sirens can not only malfunction, but maybe there's something going on in your house where you can't hear the siren because of what's going on in your house.
Exactly. In today's world, the construction's so much better. You build your houses now so you don't hear your car in your driveway.
Right.
So how do you expect to hear a siren a half mile down the road?
It's for people outside.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is true. The last time they went off in Montgomery, Roz heard it. I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, that's a good point. I also love this idea of the Preparedness Challenge Scavenger Hunt and the Safe Room Ready Race.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's two events, again, for kids. Mm-hmm. They're designed to get them out there, teach them, try and show them how important it is, and to promote the things you need to have to be prepared, your preparedness kit.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to get the information out. People don't think about it. For example, in Wetumpka, in the county on the March 14th tornado, and then in Lee County, you go to your safe place, but a lot of people don't even think about wearing, shoes.
That is so key during a severe weather situation,
exactly,
because as people have found out, you can be injured greatly. But if you just have a pair of shoes on, and if you have a helmet.
Helmet, yes, exactly.
And you go to your safe place and have a helmet, like a football helmet, maybe about a bicycle helmet?
I know a lady that travels with a helmet in her car, if she's ever in an inclement situation, and she can't get out and do anything. I'm from the Gulf Coast, so I'm used to having your hurricane preparedness kit, because a lot of people, you think about the big event, getting to your safe place and all that stuff, but there are the days after when you might not have power, you don't have enough food to get through the next couple of days, and roads are blocked. You can't get to those places easily, so it's very important.
And that happened in Lee County.
Exactly.
That happened in Elmore County.
Exactly.
Believe it or not, we had people that we could not get to them for a day because we were cutting so many trees that, you know, just down the roads to get to their driveways, they were people that were in there for hours and a couple days. So it's very important for you to have things like water and all these things we talk about in the preparedness kit. This is all the information we'll be providing, having handouts for during the event.
So, our house is good on those kind of supplies, but I just thank you for bringing that up because I have chainsaw.
Right.
I need to get over to Lewis Lawn because it needs a... It just needs a tune-up.
Yeah.
But having something like that can come in very handy.
And I have an emergency power generator for you, too.
That's right. God. You always remind me of the time they can't do anything about it.
All right, Keith, so people don't have to be from Elmore County to come to your event tomorrow at Lowe's from 10 to 1.
No, anybody's
Saturday.
Saturday, it's anybody's welcome. It's free.
Right.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So,
all right. Well, this is a great reminder. We're in severe weather season, and we have a potential significant severe weather event on Sunday. So let's go out to Lowe's on Saturday and learn more about preparedness.
And we'll be monitoring closely your forecast over the next couple days.
Not to amp up the drama, but I've known this man for several years now. And I can tell from the level of focus and the tone in his voice when he's really worried about something. And Sunday, he's been concerned about Sunday for several days.
It's not a routine situation. So
correct.
Anyway, well, I hope the event goes well, and thanks for having it.
Yeah, no, thank you all for letting us talk about it, and we appreciate what y'all do, and you know, we're happy to be on anytime. Y'all contact us.
If you are out and about, I come back here in the afternoon.
Okay.
So if you're in the neighborhood or you want to
come I'd love to, yeah.
Let me know. We'll have you on Happy Hour.
Yeah, that'd be great. I listen to both shows, so I'd love to come on.
Excellent. Thanks, Keith.
I'm so honored. Thank you very much, Keith.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
Thank you.
That. It is 8:32 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll have our Bomb Hour's winning word in just a moment for you. There are occasions that are marked by the calendar, and there are birthdays and anniversaries that kind of sneak up on us. You know, you'll think about it a month or two out, and then, well, I still got a couple of weeks, and then it's tomorrow, and then what do you do? Well, the place to go, no matter who you're shopping for, is Bryan Jewelry in Prattville. For three generations, over 63 years, Lynn and the team at Bryan Jewelry have taken many a panicked person who's got to get a nice gift, and like today or tomorrow, and made that possible because they're used to asking the probative questions that help guide them to suggesting something that'll be not just a gift, but a perfect gift for the person you're shopping for. They can create things from scratch. You can build a watch at Bryan Jewelry. It is the place that has two beautiful glass showcases separate on each side of the entryway to their freestanding building at 7070 East Main that celebrate the greatest rivalry in sports. You literally cannot go wrong with what you'll find in there. And thinking ahead, they can help you with financing. I got 0%. And that was, my credit wasn't as good as it is now, now that I think about it. They just do whatever they can to make your jewelry purchase as customized as possible and easy as possible. And 0%, that works for me every single time. BryanJewelry.com is a place where you can go online, join their club, and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more, or stop by and see the gang Monday through Saturday at 1778 East Main in Prattville. We've got a lot going on in traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
As we take a final look at the morning traffic, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around and everything seems to be back to a normal pace. We don't have any problems on the boulevard other than its traffic lights. We also don't see any problems on the interstates. They're back up to a speed limit ride if you're coming into town on the 31s. We don't see any issues for you there. If you're on Bell Road, we do see an accident at Bell Road and Oliver Road, so be careful in that vicinity. Be safe, head on into work, and we will see you this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, protecting you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Three foods that can keep you up at night. But first, Let's get the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Boy, what a nice morning it is out there, and it's going to be a great day today, and we're going to cherish a couple of really nice days before the weather takes a kind of an ominous turn over the weekend. Sunshine warm today with a high in the middle 80s, mostly clear tonight, overnight low temperature 62. I'll mention one more time, not only do we have the Biscuits home opener at 6:35, when you're in the stadium tonight or wherever you are at 7:53, look in the northwest sky and see the space station flying over. It's going to be very bright, and it's a spectacular flyover, almost straight overhead around 7:54 and then into the southeast sky, 7:56. Anyway, check out my morning video this morning for more details on that and the severe weather threat. Tomorrow, breezy warm, good bit of sun, high 84. Small risk of showers on Friday with a high temperature around 81. Some widely scattered thunderstorms are possible during the daytime hours Saturday. A better chance Saturday night of scattered showers and thunderstorms. And then the potential severe weather begins as early, perhaps, as entering the state in the pre-dawn hours of Sunday morning, the way it looks now. We'll update that as time goes on, and then across the state as the day goes on Sunday, including the risk of tornadoes. Right now, this morning, southeast winds at 4 miles per hour. Beautiful. 62 at 837.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
It's 8:37. For those of you who filed your taxes this year, you found that on the federal level, state still works the same way, but on the federal level, the brackets have changed, the deductions are different. But the one deduction that will never go away.
Ever, ever.
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 First mortgage interest. My daughter, who moves into her place on Thursday, is very excited about the fact that now when she pays her, her mortgage payment, that a big chunk of that, a really big chunk of that, especially in the early years of any mortgage, is all going to be tax deductible next year. For her, it's going to make a difference of thousands of dollars. That's one motivation for you to get that income break and not your landlord or somebody else. The guy that can put you in a home, maybe you've written yourself out of buying. Right now, in this particular market, no matter what area you want to live, Prattville, Montgomery, or if you're really active, you want to get into the Millbrook thing.
Oh, come on!
There are outstanding...
I wish.
...values. Thank you, Stevie Wonder. There are outstanding values in each area, and you don't have to have a ton of money. That's why Morris partnered up with Renaissance Bank, because they have so many programs to help people who don't have a large down payment, who may have a mark or two on their credit that's prevented them from home ownership in the past. He has handed the keys to a new home to thousands of people during his illustrious career, and he loves each new challenge, and he will guide you through the process. You'll be excited, not anxious, because he's got it covered, man. He really does. And much better to work locally with somebody who's a phone call away than somebody on the other end of a website. I would not download my life in a situation like that. It just doesn't make any sense. And you'll get your great rate, too. Lowest available. And right now, mortgage rates are dropping, which is good, too. Call them at 409-9300, 409-9300 for Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank. Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 402669. Morning Room nominees are coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama lawmakers have approved a budget that provides money for 500 additional correctional officers. The House of Representatives voted 103-0 for the general fund budget. The budget now moves to the Senate. This comes after the Department of Justice issued scathing findings condemning Alabama prisons last week. The Southern Poverty Law Center has released a plan they say will help improve Alabama's prison system. They say building new prisons, hiring more staff members, and paying them better, and reducing the number of people in the prisons should cut down on Alabama's prison problems. And Montgomery firefighters are investigating a house fire last night on Wiley Road. Officials believe the fire may have started in a dryer and then spread into the wall. No injuries were reported. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Crime Victims Rights Week in Alabama starts on April 7th. Did you know that before the organization of Vocal, Victims of Crime and Leniency, in 1982, victims' rights in Alabama were non-existent thanks to their tireless work? 23 laws now exist. If you or someone you know is a victim, call on Vocal to help you navigate the legal system and make sure you're aware of your rights. Call Vocal today for more information. 800-239-3219.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at CaravinaVillage.com.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What an average hair scrunchie for men feels like. What a Duluth trading buck naked hair scrunchie for men feels like. More men than ever before think they're Jason flipping Momoa and are rocking the man bun, but they're not comfortable enough in their masculinity to borrow one of their girlfriend's scrunchies. That's why Duluth Trading Company makes buck naked hair scrunchies for men. Get a pair or get a haircut.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
happy. Yes, happy. As in happy hour at Baumhauer's. Sunday through Friday, happy hour starts at 11 in the morning till 7 o'clock. They feature $1.99 domestics, $2.99 Wells, half off glasses and bottles of wine, and much, much more. Happy hour at Baumhauer's, Sunday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's a long happy hour. And, of course, an awesome star-studded menu to choose from. We gather there tonight, every Wednesday night. LaDonna Brooks is our mistress of ceremonies. So if you're one of these nervous Nellies that thinks we bite or something, I don't know what. It's the easiest group of people you will ever come across. And we'll make sure you get comfortable and introduced, and you'll feel like part of our gang quickly. So, happy, that's the word, sometime between 3 and 6. And on Wednesday, I usually do it early. So make sure you're listening between 3 and 4. And the ninth caller with the word happy at 272-9228 wins lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. It is 8:45. Former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Now, we're going to do something a little bit different here.
Are we?
Honestly, I think the situation you mentioned, of course, we have new listeners every minute, so let's make that story that you came up with nominee number one.
Oh, I didn't come up with it. I just saw it.
It didn't happen to me, but it happened to a woman who thought that there was a burglar in her bathroom.
Yes. Call the police.
Called the police. Got 911 over there. And when the deputies got in to investigate, it was a Roomba.
Yeah, was he taken into custody?
The woman told dispatch
a Roomba rumble
that the intruder had locked the bathroom door, but she could see shadows moving underneath.
Well, I mean,
under 10 minutes, and kudos to the Washington County Sheriff's Office, the deputies had the house surrounded within 7 minutes. They could hear a rustling noise coming from the bathroom and used a loudspeaker to give commands. And finally, after 10 minutes without a response, deputies went in with their guns drawn. They got through the bathroom door and found a Roomba.
And it was
a thoroughly vacuumed floor.
And it was a repeat offender, too. Yeah, that's the worst thing about it.
But here's the good sports of the sheriff's department. They posted on their Facebook a picture of the Roomba with the big red letters "captured" on front of it.
Did they show it with handcuffs or anything?
No, just a most wanted.
That's great.
That's a feel good maroon.
Now let me just add this.
0094.
I know a guy in Florida who a long time ago walked into his living room and saw something with a pattern on it by the couch, and it looked like a huge snake. This guy, who I know really well, froze.
Yeah. I bet he made a face like you're making now.
I'm trying to bring you to drama.
Drama.
And this guy doesn't like to handle serpents.
Okay.
So this guy stood there looking at the snake for several minutes. It didn't move, and he was afraid to move because he thought, if I move, then it's going to come after me and bite me and kill me with its poison.
You're starting to mix up your...
Huh?
What?
So anyway, he called the police, who came in around the back way, and I met them, and I said, it's over there. And they diligently tiptoed towards...
The tulips?
No.
You're making light of very serious situation.
Very funny. No, it just turned out to be somehow a large branch that my cat or somebody brought in, but it looked like a snake because it had kind of a diamond pattern on it.
Hey, look. I walked out of my... I opened the door. I have a glass screen door in my front door, so
a
I opened
glass
up.
Glass screen.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's that front door. Yeah. And this was Monday morning.
Yeah.
I opened the door, and it's dark outside, right. And the lights are on in my house, but it's dark outside. So I opened my main door to where the glass is, and I dropped my phone because my reflection scared the hell out of me.
I think that's a winner. That's
right?
Great. That's
because
great.
It was like there was some dude waiting for me.
Who's this guy? Oh, it's me.
That's great. It's
a me.
I love that.
Yeah.
I got a better story than that here.
So I can understand, you know, a branch being like,
well, that's when he fell and broke your cock.
Right, that's when I fell in my butt and broke my cock.
Have we ever...
Do you want a lidocaine patch for that?
No, it's fine.
How many people have actually walked into a closed...
I have.
glass door before, right?
My animals have.
Yeah. That's...
Boy, ouch! That's an ouch, and that's a... my stupid...
Really, it's one of those.
Yeah. Jay,
all right, so...
You big goober.
So number two would be the man who startled himself.
Scared myself.
I put myself in there, except that was out of date. That's a long time ago.
I see.
There's no expiration date.
There's a statute of limitations.
Guess what state we're going to for our third and final?
I don't know.
That's right, Florida. 59-year-old Andrew Lippy lives in the Florida Keys. He is very rich. He bought a private island with a huge estate for $8 million. He also owns a 12-bedroom mansion that was used for the 17th season of The Real World in 2006. So obviously he's got some
money.
Yeah. He was arrested Saturday for trying to steal $300 worth of stuff from Kmart. Maybe that's why he's rich. He never pays for
it. What are these rich people? Well, we've seen this before.
Right? He needed stuff for his new mansion. Mm-hmm. Right after he closed on it last month, he bought 2 new coffee makers, 8 light bulbs, and a bed skirt at Kmart. The police say he put other stuff in the boxes, tried to return them. The box for the bed skirt had a pillowcase in it. He replaced the light bulbs with other bulbs and put a basketball in a Keurig coffee maker box. He claims he didn't do it, and someone else must have switched out the products.
Must have.
This guy is the Jussie Smollett Award winner.
I think the most shocking thing about that story is he found a Kmart that is not closed.
Yeah, that's that. There's something to be said for that, too.
Yeah.
So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
Jay.
Sure, me.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Yeah, they were pretty frosty that morning.
You're not welcome in Millbrook, I can tell you that.
It's the funniest story. But a rich guy trying to switch stuff so he can make $300.
That's like the... Who was arrested for shoplifting?
Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have to. You certainly don't need to financially.
It's the thrill.
Oh, that's really wrong.
We were... I was... leather pants shopping. I don't have time for that story.
In Millbrook?
At the Kmart there.
At the Emporium.
I went into the dressing room, and somebody was looking back at me from a mirror, and I thought there was somebody else in there. It was just me. I dropped my phone. It's 8:52. Our final look at the road. It's been an unfortunately very active morning. Maybe things are calming down.
As we take a final look at the morning traffic, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around and everything seems to be back to a normal pace. We don't have any problems on the boulevard other than its traffic lights. We also don't see any problems on the interstates. They're back up to a speed limit ride. If you're coming into town on the 31s, we don't see any issues for you there. If you're on Bell Road, we do see an accident at Bell Road and Oliver Road, so be careful in that vicinity. Be safe, head on into work, and we will see you this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, protecting you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, and I know why you're here. Hot weather is just around the corner.
You guessed it, and that means it's time to get your AC cleaned and tuned up.
Since my AC drove my power bill up last summer by running all the time and struggles keeping my house cool, a spring tune-up would be a much-needed kickstart.
Yes, and no matter how old or how new your system is, it will help your AC run more efficiently and perform at full capacity.
Doing a tune-up in the spring is affordable and will help eliminate a major failure with a major cost, and it's in the life of your AC.
Good point. And don't let a clogged AC drain flood your ceiling and ruin the start of your spring. Checking and flushing your drain is part of our multi-point AC tune-up inspection.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and tune up your AC today. Call United at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The Masters is back. CBS. Prepare yourself for a week of the image of a golf ball being struck in slow motion. The tee spinning slowly round and round. Whose tee is it? And will they pick it up? Who cares? Because it's the Masters on CBS.
United States Air Force Academy Band from Colorado Springs presents My Country, Tis of Thee at the Riverwalk Amphitheater in Montgomery, Alabama on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event will feature the concert band in a program that highlights musical diversity and represents the excellence of our men and women in uniform. The concert is free and open to the public. No tickets are required for this event, and seating is open for general admission.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Visa is proud to introduce the new Jussie Smollett Visa card. Live life like a Hollywood big shot. Buy whatever you want. Travel to exotic places. Dine like a king with the Jussie Smollett Visa card. When that bill comes each month, simply deny the charges.
How can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth.
Build your empire with the Jussie Smollett Visa card. What's in your Smollett?
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
The following is presented for our Millbrook listeners only.
Somewhere, someone you know is in the middle of a dry spell.
Spend all your time.
It may have been brought on by a recent breakup, a hectic work schedule, or bad personal hygiene. Many people in the middle of a dry spell have lost self-confidence, become withdrawn, and feel ashamed. Let's all do our part to relieve the suffering of others by banging a buddy.
Bye!
Sorry, I heard that.
You might want to go over just a minute because I just got word that there, again, is no Fox News.
Huh.
So we're apparently having some issues.
You know what?
Is Lillian Wu on vacation?
I mean, if you hit that, see if it plays. I mean, when we get to it, see if it plays. I don't think it's going to play, though.
Well, see if you play?
We'll just do it differently. First of all, we must play the legal ID.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
So what I'll do is I'll hit the Fox News thing, and if it plays...
We're good.
We're good. And if it doesn't, then we'll...